of a white Christmas.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Great hearing Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, Der Bingle, as he was called, White Christmas. We're going to the lines. Eastside Dave, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Good morning. I appreciated your ranting against Foxconn. Did I spell that right?
And I call it Foxtrot for... The Duchess of Foxconn, but it's Foxconn. You're right.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, I kind of hated it as a Madison, Wisconsin native. They ruined that town pretty much. And I'm thinking back, Matt, to the time when Perrier Water was trying to build a big plant over in our state, and they got shouted down right away. That was then. And you probably recall that. And they had the false claim that their water was naturally carbonated, which really sounds good, but I'm pretty sure I heard that was just all BS. And so anyway, I hope that we would just get rid of Foxconn and turn that into a place where displaced people and COVID patients could be located, because we really need that right now. As far as Joe Manchin, why doesn't he just become a Republican? But I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Thanks for calling in. Well, first of all, let me just hit the Manchin thing. Frankly, I know what you're saying, but it'd be a disaster if he became a Republican. Right now, Moscow Mitch, the broken down old crow Moscow Mitch, is romancing him. Tickling him under the chin with a turkey feather, trying to get him to come over. If he did, there would be 51 Republicans and 49 Democrats, and Moscow Mitch would be the majority leader. And then he would shut down anything. Biden would get no Supreme Court appointments. They wouldn't even schedule it for a vote. They would continue to stop important appointments in the State Department, important appointments as ambassadors, for instance, to the EU. Republican Party is opposed to NATO and the EU. They would badly hurt us. So Manchin has one useful thing that he does, and that is he votes to keep Schumer in as majority leader. And why that matters is the majority leader decides what can even be discussed and voted on. There is a subordinate tactic that these characters use, where one senator can hold it up for a limited period of time, but the majority leader can hold it up forever. And there'd be no bill back better that would no longer be voted on. There would be no ambassadors, and all of this would be done to try to make Biden look bad. I'm gonna say this again. The Republican Party is a fascist cult, and it gets and retains power through violence and fraud. And it at one time was a great party. When Abraham Lincoln was president, it was a great party. And frankly, it was the party that put in Reconstruction, although they backed off after the Hayes-Tilden race in 1876. I'm not going to get into that history again. But right up until Roosevelt, they were the more liberal party. And then even after Roosevelt, a lot of the Southern Democrats were entrenched segregationists. And the Republican Party fought back. Eisenhower integrated some schools in the South. But the Republican Party changed. And it started to change when Reagan got in. And then it really changed when Newt Gingrich was Speaker. And then, of course, it really changed under Trump. And there are some good voices. Liz Cheney is a good voice. Adam Kinzinger. On his good days, Mitt Romney is, but there's not enough of them, and they're not high-ranking enough in the aggregate. Do you realize that the Republican Party, 147 congressmen, Republicans, voted not to certify Joe Biden? 147. 147 voted to override the presidential election. Three Supreme Court justices in this state, three of them, voted not to certify Biden as the winner in Wisconsin and to take the power away from the people in the presidential election and give it to Voss. Three of them. Voss, the gerrymandered speaker, illegitimate, but he's technically the speaker, has called for the criminal prosecution of five of the six members of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Now, there are three Republicans and three Democrats. He's called for the prosecution of the guy, Dean Knudsen, that he appointed. So I said, well, if you want him prosecuted, why don't you at least, you can pull him right off. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. You want him prosecuted? Yeah, I do. You're not going to pull him off? No, this is all a fraud. They use fraud. They use violence. They use violence on January 6th. But they use violence in their speech all the time. There are death threats going out. Death threats going out to health commissioners in the counties in Wisconsin. There are death threats going out to election officials. Death threats. So here's the deal. When you have a fascist cult that uses violence, threats of violence, and fraud to stay in power, we are at a moment of truth in our society. Are we going to support the peaceful transfer of power or not? And the answer is yes. George Washington set the example. He did not have to give up the presidency. There was no rule or law saying he could only have a certain number of terms. They were asked if he wanted to be king. He set the example. So there you have it. There you have it. Yeah, and on Foxconn and all that, we've talked about that, Dave. Thanks for calling. Going back to the lines. Dan and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Dan?
Morning. I got a quick question, kind of a legal thing. You know, like how if a bill is passed through Congress and gets to the president, he has a set amount of time he has to sign it or else it's a pocket veto, right? If it passes Congress,
when you say the Congress, do you mean Congress and the Senate or just houses. The House of Representatives?
No, both houses.
Okay, if it passes both houses and it goes to Biden, he can veto it or he can simply sit on it. Biden will sign anything that passes this particular House of Representatives and Senate. Moscow, Mitch.
Right, no, that's not really where I'm going with it.
There'd be gridlock.
That's not really where I'm going with it, though. What I'm just talking about is there are time limits for a lot of this stuff. So there's president has to sign it within a certain amount of time or it's a pocket veto. The Senate is not in session, then there are recess appointments for various things. And I know that there's mechanisms to avoid that. But what I'm getting at, and maybe you'll have to answer this after the break, but where, if most of that stuff is in the Constitution, so where in the Constitution does, let's say Mitch McConnell is the leader of the Senate again, where in the Constitution does it give him the authority? I mean, the Senate is supposed to advise and consent on appointments like Supreme Court picks. Why didn't the Obama administration ever challenge Mitch McConnell's not even bringing it up for his appointment of Merrick Garland? Why didn't they ever challenge that in court for McConnell not even refusing to discharge his duty of advising consent?
Right. No, that's a good point. We're going to a break. I have no choice. I'm going to respond to you after the break. Thank you for calling in. Great points. A lot more back after the great 844-967-2789. I'll respond to Dan top of the hour.
And may all your